Moving on now, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has accused Russia of undermining the Security Council's sanctions on North Korea.
Why, after voting for sanctions 11 different times, is Russia now backing away from them? We know the answer. It's because Russia has been cheating. And now they've been caught. Despite its repeated support for UN sanctions, Russia is actively working to undermine the enforcement of the Security Council's sanctions on North Korea. I shall
now make a statement in my capacity. Haley added, Moscow's violations of the UN sanctions are systematic. The U.S. diplomat also accused Russia of engaging in a concerted campaign to cover up the violations. Haley said Washington has presented evidence of Moscow's multiple violations to the UN committee that tracks sanctions implementations. The Russian envoy to the world body, however, denied the allegations, blaming the U.S. for inciting tensions.
The United States delegation intentionally heightened the tension surrounding the issue of transferring to the Council of the Interim report by the Council of Experts, and they want to use this tribune in order to impose on the international community their own vision of the situation.
Nebenzia said resolving the nuclear issue through mere sanctions and pressure on North Korea is impossible. A Russian official added that the U.S. should reconsider its one-way approach to diplomacy as the main means to achieve denuclearization of the peninsula. He noted that Washington cannot expect an agreement with the North without offering something in return for its demands. Now to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us live from Ohio. Thank you very much, Mr. Duff, once again for joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, what is your take of this spat that actually occurred in the UN Security Council? We saw Nikki Haley actually not mincing words and accusing Russians of undermining the UN Security Council resolutions. What do you make of this?
I think the Russians sometimes, Nikki Haley has come before the Security Council with evidence of so many things, so many times. So often they've turned out to be fabricated that really the Russians don't care anymore. The issue with the Korean Peninsula is a fairly simple one. The settlement in the Korean Peninsula will be between the North and the South. The U.S. had a position as a player in the region tied to the ceasefire agreement of 1953. The U.S. has since given up any rational diplomacy in that region or others, has become a rogue belligerent player. And because of that, a solution that normally would have involved Japan, China, Russia, South Korea, in a regional settlement, has been thrown away, and the U.S. plans on bullying the Security Council, and the Russians have more or less proven that they can carry the weight and block the United States. The other issue is the nature of the sanctions themselves. South Korea's nuclear program is one thing, but the sanctions and the real accusations made against Russia are ship-to-ship transfers of coal and oil. Which are humanitarian issues. One would wonder why coal and heating oil, things to heat homes, and North Korea's winter is only a couple of months away and stockpiles are very low. Why freezing out and murdering the North Korean people is America's go-to diplomacy and Nikki Haley's go-to methodology for blackmailing North Korea into bailing out the huge embarrassment North Korea has handed to Donald Trump in his failed effort to cowboy a nuclear agreement pulled out of nowhere. This is Nikki Haley, to a large extent, is pushing this and so many other things before the UN because of political issues at home, her president's in trouble, elections are coming up, and his party is being crushed.
Mr. Duff, all of this is coming at a time when we've seen a joint liaison office being opened on the border between the North and South. We're also expecting the South Korean president to visit North Korea. These are all seemingly positive steps that are moving the Korean Peninsula towards denuclearization. Why does not the U.S. see any positive sign in that?
Well, one of the things holding up that process is the threat that Washington has made against South Korea. Washington has threatened to crush the economy of South Korea, to throw away. And this was one of the key issues that came up last month in the Bob Woodward book about Donald Trump, that Donald Trump tried to unilaterally throw away the trade agreement between the U.S. and South Korea in order to end this process with North Korea and to apply leverage against the South to keep them from reaching a settlement and bringing about the peace and unity that the peninsula needs. The U.S. has been pushing for belligerency, and it's been done for purely domestic political reasons within the U.S.
Mr. Duff, since you pointed out domestic political reasons and what's good for basically U.S. national security rather than international world peace, in the bigger picture, do you believe that the U.S. actually wants the Korean Peninsula to be denuclearized, or is it just trying to somehow stop this process?
Well, the issue of North Korea as a credible nuclear threat has never been a legitimate one. North Korea was pushed to a large extent by abnormal pressures, unreasonable sanctions and pressures to develop a nuclear capability. Their missile capability has been largely supplemented, and this is another one of those things that has been taken to the UN but suppressed. Their missiles come from the Ukraine, an American ally. So North Korea would have no nuclear missiles if the U.S. didn't want them to have the missiles. Tensions, the U.S. has sought high-level tensions there as a way of justifying their involvement in the region and their particular involvement in confronting China, another nation that has really done nothing to the United States as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gordon Duff, Senior Editor of Veterans Today, joining us live from Ohio. Thank you, sir. Your comments are always welcome on Press TV.